I want to say welcome, Rachel, and welcome, Dan.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
You guys have written a new book. It's called 100 Things to Do in Delaware. And before we delve into this book and talk about the background, why you decided to write it, I want to thank you both for my complimentary copy, which I got in the mail this week. I wish I would have had it last week while I was on vacation, guys, but that's okay. Rachel, let's start with you. You've got a lot of writing experience. Why did you and Dan, your husband, come up with this idea for this this book?
Well, I had a friend, actually, who wrote the book 100 Things to Do in Indianapolis Before You Die. And so we knew about the publisher doing this line of books, and we both were talking about it. We kind of thought, wow, you know, Delaware, the state, would actually make a great 100 Things to Do Before You Die, just because the state is really kind of like a city unto itself in a way. And we just realized that there were a lot of great things here that we really wanted to let people know about and sort of help people explore their own hometown or find interesting things to do on vacation.
Yeah, Dan, you know, there's really no place quite like Delaware. I mean, where else can you drive the length of the state in 3 hours, bump into your local senator at the grocery store, and see a ton of other things, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, we really love Delaware. We wanted to share it with everyone else. The book is really for all audiences, local residents and visitors alike. So it's got a little bit of something for everyone. And there really wasn't anything similar out there. The big corporate travel guides usually stick a few Delaware items into a Maryland or a Mid-Atlantic guide. And you know, we thought, hey, Delaware deserves more than a few pages, right? So we put our heads together and came up with this book.
All right. Here's the way I'm going to break it down. We're going to start in Sussex County and work our way upstate. Talk to me about some of the things that there are to do in Sussex County. Dan, I'll start with you.
Sure. So this part was a lot of fun. I grew up in Sussex County, and a lot of things in the book are things that I did as a kid and had the chance to revisit as an adult now. So one of my favorite things was the Clayton Theater in Dagsboro. It's an old-fashioned one-screen movie house, just like they used to be back in the day. It's a really neat, great place to enjoy and appreciate. Another item in Sussex County, one of those hidden gems, is Old Christ Church, which is located just outside of Laurel, kind of near Trap Pond State Park. It goes back to the 1700s. It is unheated and unplumbed. So when they hold services there a couple times a year, they do a Christmas service, and you have to bundle up and bring blankets to keep yourself warm. It is a really neat experience there.
What else in Sussex County that people would recognize? Like if you said it to most people, they would say, oh yeah, you have to do that while you're in Sussex County.
Well, one I would definitely say is Roundabout Books in Rehoboth Beach. That has been a favorite place of ours to go forever. You know, we took our daughter there when she was young, and now she's a teenager, and now we have two little boys, and it was very exciting to take them there. It also kind of brings up, you know, one thing that we were happy as we were kind of wrapping up the book, that's when COVID-19 hit, to just kind of see some of the inventive things that some of the places we highlighted did during the pandemic, and now to kind of help people who are socially distancing to still be able to enjoy the stores that they love. So, for example, Browse About Jazz, Curbside Pickup, another one of my favorite places in Sussex County, Old World Breads, Institute of Curbside Pickup and Online Ordering. So it was really nice to see that a lot of these places were making sure people could still enjoy them.
Yeah, and who really would think, Rachel, about a bookstore or, you know, a restaurant like Old World Breads? Who would think of that, to put that in a book about things you have to do while you're visiting Delaware? I mean, these are all very unique, right?
Right. I mean, I guess for me, whenever I go anywhere, honestly, what I think of is, where is an interesting, unique bookstore I can go to? Where is the best bakery in that place? So I guess to me, it's like, you know, I think when people go on vacation, I mean, they want to do what the locals do. They want to eat what the locals eat. They want to shop where the locals shop. And then even if you are from here, I think as you travel around the state, you want to be able to have those experiences that really ground you in the state, that really make you feel like you're supporting local businesses, you're supporting the state, you're, you know, helping people that could be your neighbors.
All right. I want to remind everybody, we're talking to Rachel Kipp and Dan Shortridge. They're a husband and wife writing team with nearly four decades of combined experience. experience in journalism and public relations. They've written a new local interest book, if you will. It's called 100 Things to Do in Delaware. What we're doing, we're mentioning a couple of things in each county that would, you know, stand out to people. Let's move north from Sussex County into Kent County. Dan, you want to take it?
Sure. So one of the places that's absolutely a must-see go to in Kent County is Filer's Grocery Stores. So there's two of them, one in Harrington, one just outside of Dover, and they are a really fantastic place to shop and to explore. Now, you don't necessarily think of a grocery store as being a fun place to go, but in Filer's case, they have just some phenomenal stuff. Each store has a little ice cream stand inside the store. They sell a lot of bulk goods. They've got tons of baking supplies, just an incredible amount of flours and other ingredients for baking. They've got bulk candy, just enormous amounts of it, and some fantastic deli meat selections as well. So it really is a place that you have to go and see to explore.
All right, what about Newcastle County? Rachel, you want to take it?
Sure. Well, one of my favorite places in Newcastle County that is in the book is Brandywine Park in Wilmington. I used to live very close to there, so I would walk there just about every day. It's really one of the best places in Newcastle County, both for people watching and also just to watch the season. It's beautiful all year round. I've even loved going for walks there in the snow.
That's fantastic. You know, I was just noticing, I was flipping through the book as you were both talking. You've dedicated the book to the kids. I would assume you're talking about your children. You say, to the kids who are awesome. Anything outstanding that stands out, I should phrase it that way, anything that stands out to either one of you, Dan or Rachel, that you can do, that are family friendly, that you can do with the kids in either Sussex, Kent, or Newcastle County?
Sure. So one of the things that we've had the chance to rediscover with our two younger kids who are toddlers, almost two, has been Prime Cook National Wildlife Refuge. They are fascinated by birds, and Delaware is one of the great places for bird watching along the Atlantic Flyway. So we've taken them to Prime Cook many times. They've got some great trails there, some little boardwalks that they can run up and down, and they get a huge kick out of seeing all the birds there. So that's been a really great thing to explore and to see through a little kid's eyes. It's been a lot of fun.
One thing that we kind of discovered in the process of researching the book, this was something that neither of us had done, but we did with our two little boys, was we went to the Air Mobility Command Museum in Dover, and we actually went. They have several times during the year on weekends, they have something called Open Cockpit Day, where they have some of the planes out, some of the aircraft, and you can actually go in and you can tour them. They're not doing the tours right now, but you can still go and see the aircraft, and it's just really neat to see that up close. They have, I believe, an old Air Force II there, the transporter to vice president. I mean, they have lots of different types of really neat aircraft, and it's really cool to see.
Yeah, that's a fantastic place. I've been there many times, and I enjoy that as well. All right, we're talking to the authors of 100 Things to Do in Delaware. Before you die, Dan, before we even started this conversation, you mentioned at least one of two presentations that are upcoming. Do you want to talk about them?
Sure. So we have a lot of great events coming up, kicking off with a virtual event October 20th through Browse About Books and the Lewis Public Library and the Delaware State Libraries. We have other events, some virtual, some in person, socially distanced, that are coming up over the next couple of months. We'll have a list of them on our website, 100thingsinde.com.
And what about the other one coming up in December, right before Christmas? Well, a couple of weeks before Christmas.
Sure. So we have another event coming up on December 8th, another virtual event through Bethany Beach Books, which is another great local bookseller. We'll be adding more as we continue the promotion efforts.
All right. Website again, where people can get all this information.
Sure. Our website is 100thingsinde.com. You can go there. You can look for ordering information and order books from there. You can also buy it at your favorite local bookstore or at Amazon and also at some local retailers in the community that the publisher's partnered with.
You know, I like to end a lot of my interviews by asking, what am I not asking that you two want to get out to the general public?
Well, I guess one thing I would say is just that I think that the nice thing about working on the book, and I think what the book really helps you do, is just really appreciate all of the great things that Delaware has to offer, and that there are, even if you lived here forever or lived here for a very short period of time, that there's something in there for you to do that either maybe you haven't done before or maybe you have, but you can see it in a different way by looking through the book.
How long did it take to write?
Altogether, it took probably about between 6 and 9 months to write. That includes writing and gathering photos and things like that. Another couple of months to work with the publisher in the editing process and the design process. So we've been working on it pretty much since in one form or another since this time last year. It's been a really great experience.